Talkers. We are hanging out on a Monday evening here with Lori and special guest host. Now that it is about that time of the year, it makes this a lot more fun to play, right, you guys?
Brittany Witch.
Brittany is in.
Yes!
The house.
Woohoo! Team Loje, ride or die.
Ride or die. Okay, so we were talking about the box office this weekend. And I remember thinking, okay, I know our movie night is going to be big.
Huge.
On Friday night. But I was thinking about Friday morning when I was watching the news and seeing the devastation that was happening in Florida and on the East Coast. I thought, a good portion of this country is not going to the movies or doing anything. This is like incredible damage. Where are these people going to live?
And
so I was like kind of thinking this was going to be it's such a huge disaster of epic proportions. I'm always surprised that on Monday when Variety or Deadline or somebody goes, you know,
when normal things come out, normalcies.
Yeah. That they're like, oh, it wasn't a very good box office thing. And I'm like, okay, well, there was like really some devastating stuff going on. And you think of all the people who have vacation homes and all of that, knowing all of that. So anyway, it was a tiny box office. The only ones who showed up were teenagers who went to see this, you know, bloody good horror film. It got 22 million at the box office. And I heard Sosha Bacon everywhere on different interviews. And she's the daughter of Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick. And she's in it. And she's quite good. She's been in, I've seen her in a few things. She's an honest, she's a talented actress, you know, second generation. But, you know, studios love a horror movie with a low budget.
Yeah.
And that got all its money back the first weekend, and it'll do very well because now we're really getting into we've been dating 3 weeks or 4 weeks now in high school or whatever it is. Let's go to, I don't know. You know? Maybe you're going to go on a date, you know, without the group of friends.
And they did a really, I don't know if you saw their marketing.
Excellent
job. I mean, they were buying front row seats at a lot of baseball games and had like an eerie smile while somebody's holding a sign up that says smile. I mean, how much free, not free, but I mean, you buy the ticket, let's say it's, you know, even a $500 ticket, you just made all your money back right there.
I know. So, you know, it's like that movie was really, you know, crushing it, but that was it. Don't Worry, Darling, $7 million. And the Don't Worry, Darling, here's the thing. That thing, no PR, good or bad, could help this movie because it's made like $32 million. It costs $35 million to make and $35 million to promote. So you see how far away she is from $70 million?
No chance.
On that, or she, no chance. It's, to quote a Harry Styles song, it's a sign of the times. that's like, you know, too bad for her. And then Bullet Train finally went over the 101 million, but that's just, it took 9 weeks. And then the other ones, Billy Eichner, you know, he roasted all the heteros on Twitter for not supporting his rom-com called Bros, which really is like getting great reviews.
It looks hilarious. Looks really
Billy, funny. On behalf of this of all the straights out there, we haven't had time. We've had the hurricanes. We've been making movies. Don't worry.
I will see that for sure.
And don't worry. I mean, I guess why is he scolding everybody?
I don't know.
I don't like that.
And the thing is, at the end of the day,
I know
you go in to the kind of movies you want to go to. I'll be very honest. It's rare a rom-com gets me to the theater.
I'm with you.
This is why Hollywood doesn't make rom-coms very often. I mean, we'll see what Ticket to Paradise, but you got Clooney
and Roberts.
And Julia
That's
Roberts.
Some star power there.
Yeah. And, you know, Billy Eichner, we know you from Billy on the Street or whatever, but I mean, you know, don't scream at us on Twitter.
I know, and it's so funny. So his character in Parks and Rec was infamous for screaming.
Screaming.
So when I read that, I just hear the Parks and Rec guy just freaking out.
Yeah. He goes, the straights just didn't show up. The hetero world didn't show up for it. And I'm just like, I would just say that there was a lot of stuff going on in America this weekend.
Exactly. Don't worry, darling, is what I would say.
Yeah, don't worry, darling.
It will be okay.
That's funny. It's getting good reviews.
It is getting very good reviews. Rom-coms work on word of mouth.
And you know what? Yes, exactly.
They do.
Because you think it's going to be the same formula and you don't want to go to a theater for formulaic, whatever. I also think, Billy, it's going to get its second act on whatever streaming you put it in, and it's going to do so well.
Yeah.
This is something I would for sure... If Grant told me tomorrow, Bros is hilarious, you have to watch it. I would watch it the minute it came on streaming. I'm telling you, I still wouldn't go to the theater for it.
You wouldn't go because you don't think you need to see it in the theater.
Exactly.
You want to see it at home.
It's not a popcorn movie, which that's why I go to theaters. The big...
It's true, but I mean, calm down, Billy.
Yes, calm down. I think you can say that to him for a lot of reasons.
Everything he does.
And I love him, though.
Me too.
And then Smile is getting really good reviews.
Yes. I think a scary movie is better in a theater.
It's so spooky because it's also an unknown area.
Yes,
and it adds to the
element.
Absolutely.
So, now, we were wondering about this about a month ago, Grant, you and I and Julia, about what was Apple TV? What are they winning? There was a story in the New York Times about how Apple TV's balls basically are in a space jam, if you will, with this Will Smith movie called Emancipation, which finished filming like in 2021. But always going to be released December of 2022. And it's based on a true story. We see Grant posted a clip of it. It's the first trailer that we've seen of the movie, and Antoine Fuqua directed it. He did Training Day, I believe. I don't know. I don't have any other director brags about him, but people who are the Hollywood, who follow movies will know who he is. But so they've released this clip, but what the New York Times had the story is, what is Apple going to do with Will Smith? Are they going to release this movie in December so it could have Oscar contention, creating all kinds of awkward situations, or will they release it like in April of 2023 so that the Oscars will have already been over and they won't have to do it? Well, Apple is taking the gamble that a good movie is a good movie and a good actor can rise above whatever personal BS they have in their life. And the movie is coming out December 2nd.
Wow.
And the movie is in black and white. I mean, did you watch the trailer, Grant?
Oh, yeah. It's compelling, for sure.
It's a true story about this emancipated slave played by Will Smith. And it looks... So it'll be out in theaters December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be on Apple a week later, which means it will be eligible for anybody who would consider it best of list. And here's Roger Friedman is wondering out loud. He goes, I don't know how they're going to handle the publicity for this movie.
Right.
Yeah. Will junket press just agree not to mention Will Smith's outburst of violence at the Oscars this year? Are we just going to forget about it and move on? Will it be off the list? And how will the Academy handle it if Smith is good enough for an Oscar nomination and the Academy votes to give him one?
That would blow my mind.
Okay, he's been banned from the show for 10 years, but he could get nominated. This is a mess, and it's only going to get worse. Also, the movie is in black and white. And then, here, look at the trailer. But I was just like, it could be like the most...
I want to know your guys' opinion. Are you ready to see him in a role?
Yes, yes.
Are you fine with it? You're fine, like, ready?
You know what? Yes. I think that people, I like him. I'll never forget how nice he was to Julia and I in the red carpet. I just, whatever was going on in his mind, he has, I don't doubt it, real shame about it. But if he is in a good movie, so this puts Hollywood in a conundrum because they were talking last year that this movie, the buzz on it was that Will Smith could be double back to back because they were pretty certain last year at this time he would get nominated for King Richard, which he did win for. And he was phenomenal as Serena Williams' dad.
Yeah, it was an amazing movie.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, is that it'll, I think, well, I say this. Tom Cruise banned Scientology from all of his press junkets.
Yeah, I think.
How come he gets to have that?
Good point.
And I mean, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not putting them. Maybe, I don't know if I'm putting them on the same level. But
I think that Will Smith is a big enough actor that he could say, "I'm not doing interviews and talking about."
Or
this.
He could just say, "I will regret that till my dying day."
But how many times is he going to say that until he's over saying it? I mean,
he
because
just
those
needs
interviews,
to
you have to do 100 of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I know. Well, or they could just decide no interviews,
no press.
Let the movie speak for itself. I would love to be on the PR brainstorming team.
I would love to. I mean, I still remember how much I was sweating when after, like, it was between the slap and then knowing that he might win that nomination.
Oh my God.
Now adding this another
is,
level.
Oh,
like,
yeah. This is just unbelievable.
It is.
The level of, it's just, yeah. So anyway, look at the trailer. It looks good. It looks like it's going to be sad.
Definitely sad, but compelling.
All right. Okay, listen. And then when we come back, you've got a Dirt Alert, and I know you have another movie trailer you want to tell us
about.
Yeah,
we can talk about that one, too.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, and Julia were smart to take today off.
That's right.
Everybody was just dragging her. Well, we're here.
Yeah, we made it through. But yes. So Holly is not here today. I'm here.
Good.
And like you said, you kind of teased a nice another trailer that was released today. Let's start out with that right now, okay?
All right.
So today, on Monday, Marvel released their new, more extended trailer for Wakanda Forever, which is the sequel to Black Panther. Now, the first original trailer, which was released about a month ago, it attracted 172 million views in the first 24 hours. And if you remember, that was a teaser where it was just a cover of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry.
That's right. That's all it was.
And it was just different images of strong women in the movie.
Such a good song.
And then they kind of teased at the end of this teaser, the one from a while back, just they showed a very female style body in a Black Panther suit.
Yes.
Which was kind of like, well, I thought we weren't going to be replacing, you know, Chadwick Boseman after his passing, because that's what they had been saying for a long time.
He does have a little sister.
He does. Letitia Wright, who plays his little sister. Mm-hmm. And in this new trailer that came out today, that is already at 7 million views today already, it is amazing. It is posted for your pleasure. And at the end of this trailer, there's another little hint at there is some sort of Black Panther coming about, and it's clearly a female.
It's gotta be Letitia, and I want it to be Letitia, but I'm happy with this trailer you posted because it is heavy on Angela Bassett.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Queen Ramonda looks sensational.
She does. And there's a little, you know, in the beginning, there's a scene where they pay homage to Chadwick Boseman, King T'Challa.
Yes. And this is in theaters November 11th.
It's soon.
Yeah, it's around the corner. It is going to be one of the biggest Marvel movies of all time. And the anticipation behind this now, I have a feeling this movie is going to...
Is it the same director, Ryan Coogler?
Ryan Coogler. Mm-hmm. He said that he almost stopped making movies after the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, because he was so gutted.
So connected and gutted to him. But this one, you guys...
That was so sad.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, because...
He was only 35 when he had first found out that he had it.
Yeah.
And then 5 years later, six years later, and didn't tell anybody. I mean,
I wouldn't either.
We were watching all these other Marvel movies prior to this where they were teasing the building because they always drop those little Easter eggs and they were teasing this character and just built this amazing...
He was so good in 42 as Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Get Up, you know, as James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just was a really, like, sensational actor with such a
long career ahead of
him. Then he was in that One Night in Miami that Regina King directed. It was like a movie play.
Yeah.
He was just, that really. And also, Julia and I saw him backstage a couple different times. And whenever we meet somebody backstage at the SAG Awards, it's such a vivid memory because it really is like being in the back of your high school auditorium. It is not fancy. You're very in close contact.
Mm-hmm.
There's wires and steps. And, you know, so when you bump into somebody, you're literally like just right there. And he was just like so handsome.
Yeah. Just an amazing person that we all miss, truly, you know. But check out that trailer. It is on the Lori and Julia show page. Yeah. Even though he is not a part of it, it is setting up to what I believe is going to be one of the best Marvel movies out there yet. It's got a great storyline, and they're setting up for a really cool transition of that character, I think.
Yeah.
Like you said. So let's go on to some paparazzi news, you guys. This is really interesting. Cara Delevingne and Margot Robbie are in the center of a little scuffle with a paparazzi member. Now, there's a he said, she said situation going on here.
So is it he said, she said when somebody's been arrested and someone else is in the hospital?
Well, I don't. Have they been arrested? Has there been an update to this?
I don't know.
Because basically what is being said here is that Cara Delevingne, Margot Robbie, and some of her friends were in Argentina over the weekend, and they were jumping inside of an Uber where they claim that this paparazzo came and tried to aggressively take photos of the couple as they were leaving.
Okay.
So then Cara said, go, 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 let's get out of here.
But Margot wasn't in the car.
Margot wasn't in the car, so she gets kind of knocked out of the car.
She could have been killed.
Exactly. But now,
way to go, Cara Delevingne.
Right?
Let your girlfriend get in the damn car.
Before you start screaming, get out of here. But now, according to the paparazzo, he is saying that he went up politely to take pictures of the couple, and that their security team grabbed him, punched him, kicked him, threw him to the ground, breaking his arm severely to the point where he was bleeding out of his arm.
Oh,
and
dear.
he said that they had left them in no concern whatsoever. And they have not yet, Page Six has not heard anything back from the security team, but it is a kind of a he said, she said moment.
Yeah,
right
I have
now.
A feeling that Cara and Margot will be paying money to this guy, and they're going to get a new security team. And Margot is really going to be disappointed that Cara, you know,
did that.
Said go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
If that part of the story is
and true. That's according to sources that have direct knowledge.
These girls should have stayed at Paris Fashion Week. That looked like more fun.
Way more fun than literally getting hit by a car.
Yeah. So that's an interesting story that has a lot to develop. And we'll
say interesting in quotes on that one.
Yes.
Cara Delevingne, she's just, I feel like
there's something going on.
Something's going on. Yeah. And I don't know. It's manic.
She's old enough and she's got her own money. So, you know, what are you going to do?
There you go. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of money, Kim Kardashian has now settled her suit with the SEC over an illegal crypto promotion. Did you guys see this story?
Yeah.
So, I mean, she had to pay $1.3 million to the SEC because she had been illegally promoting a cryptocurrency company. And now the crypto that she was promoting was called Ethereum Max. Now, the big thing is that when you promote these cryptocurrencies, you're supposed to divulge how much you're being paid to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, she did not. She was paid $250,000 to promote a very...
This is so weird. She usually doesn't even do any endorsements. This is incredibly stupid for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and it
kind of is.
It seems out of... I mean, it means either was a lot of money.
No, he just said how much money it was.
$1.3 million.
No, that's
she
for
got
the,
paid $250,000.
That's the fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She only got paid $250 and to not.
But how
do
many times? But everybody knows you have to write ad on things like when you do the
she's
Instagram stuff. I mean, well, she's a baby lawyer at that.
Yeah, I think she. Just,
she messed up.
I think she took the deal. Her lawyer said, let's settle with the SEC. It'll be news for one day. And Kris Jenner is like, I'll figure out how to make this work for you. We'll release some new skim bra photos or something.
There you go. And she is now banned from promoting any digital assets for the next 3 years.
All these crypto bros.
This is
going to happen.
Yeah, because we've had.
Be worried about this.
Yeah, you've had this with Floyd Mayweather Jr., DJ Khaled.
The government needs some tax dollars, and all you people doing the bad things are going to just have to pony up.
And wait, YouTube, all these YouTube influencers, they're next. This is the trickle down effect. They're doing the same damn thing she is. And they're going to be owing a lot of money to the SEC. So we shall see how that goes. Now, thank you for that, you guys. Let's take a look at your My Talk traffic. Let's My Talkers Project Down and Dirty Film Fest presented by David at First Equity Mortgage is through. And boy, was it a fun time. If you didn't make it down to Showplace Icon Theaters on Friday night, you can still buy a $10 ticket to stream the movies at home. Now, that money will go to each of the four charities. So that is pretty sweet, you guys. We've got local charities, Twin Cities Film Fest, Alexandra House, which was Lori and Julia's One Heartland and Face to Face. Get details at mytalk1071.com. Keyword project. Again, it's only $10. $10 to sit at home on your couch and watch the funniest video you will ever see of Lori.
No, these are movies.
Movies.
These are four short movies.
Stand corrected. These
we have titles,
Oscar nominated
credits. I feel like Vanessa could keep putting scenes in ours, and it could be a whole half hour.
Everything.
We gave it our all.
No stunt doubles were used, but they probably should have been.
And no one was hurt in the filming of this that we know of.
Just emotionally.
Yeah, but seriously, maybe if you really do need a good laugh, all four of the movies, and if you like even just one show on the whole station, it's fun to see everybody's, or maybe you're a fan of every show and you're, you know what I mean?
It was so fun. And then they have the...
I never realized how fun a short film is to watch, because I know like The Walker has their short film festival.
They even, and they're adding to at the end the blooper reel after, and that's so funny. I mean, who doesn't like a blooper reel?
I know it.
I'd pay $10 for a blooper reel. Yeah. I love a blooper reel.
Thank you. Okay, so Sex Monday.
Oh, yes. Sex. I've had that.
Okay, yeah, you've had that.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. At least once.
At least once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have come off of... a real brutal Mercury in retrograde. The last 4 weeks, if you felt like everything that went wrong did go wrong, you were not alone. Many people have felt the effect of Mercury retrograde, but now we're coming out of it, smooth sailing. But I'm just thinking, I feel like September might have been a rocky dating month. So I want you to know about, if you're dating anyone who's a Libra, and a Libra is... just to set the, you know, astrological table, September 24th to October 23rd.
That would be me.
You, my mom, like Julia's sister. I know so many Libra. I have two nieces that are Libras. So I'm just going to give everything you need to know about dating a Libra. You know, I did not realize what a catch a Libra is.
Tell me.
Okay, Libras are the biggest flirt in the zodiac, rivaled only by Leo and Sagittarius. They are tactful, they are charming, they are knowledgeable, and their laid-back vibe makes them popular with almost everyone. I'm thinking of every Libra I know, and this describes them.
Yes, Grant is very laid back.
Libras love to be loved and can deploy an impressive arsenal of charm tactics to get others to like, admire, fancy, and respect them.
The Eddie Haskell effect.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Maybe that's why you are so... I'm attracted greatly to people who have an arsenal of charm tactics.
Me too.
I mean, I really am. I think it's just wonderful.
Yes.
Librans are diplomatic. They're smart. They're smooth talkers. They love pleasure. They love fun. They love indulgence. These are all the things I love. So no wonder I, you know... get along with my sister-in-law, Catherine, so much, and my mom there, and my two nieces. They're Grant.
Yeah.
My favorite people. And they're calm and they're easygoing and they're sophisticated and...
Wow, I just feel, you know, you can just keep going.
Yeah, I know it. They enjoy being in company. They enjoy socializing. And they can make anyone feel like they're the only person in the world. This is quite the magic trick, but it is often a trick.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to watch out for that.
You got to watch out for your Libras, because they can shapeshift.
That's
okay? Oh, no.
Libras can shapeshift.
You go to bed with one Libra and you wake up with another. Tell me what I'm waking up to.
Well, they can disguise their true motives. Mm. So like a Libra is a very good seducer.
That's right.
Because at the time... they mean it, but the next day they don't. Oh. So they've shapeshifted back to, you know, whatever. But a Libra will go out of their way to impress someone to keep things on an even keel.
That's very accurate.
Yeah.
I battle with that.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Like a people pleaser, because you just want to keep everything calm, cool, collected. But sometimes at the risk of others or yourself.
Right.
I get that. Wow. But
if you look at a long list of Libras, you will notice there's a lot of politicians, People who are ambassadors, you know, I mean, they're very good.
They're smooth operators.
They're smooth. It's hard to get to their true, authentic feelings because they remember they're. The visual is scales.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
A Libra. So, and people tend to flock to be with a Librans because they make life feel easier, nicer, and kinder. So, you know.
Must be nice.
Yeah. And they're smart. Their Achilles heel is they're blind to their own advantages or privileges. So they're very big on justice and fairness and being objectivity, and but they just always want it to be good for them.
Yeah.
So they sometimes are not aware of that.
I get that.
And they just like everything that we like, Brittany. Libras love fashion, interior design, accessories, walking, luxury, anything, holidays, eating, drinking, overthinking. They love makeovers. They love serial killer profiling.
Yes, you're calling me.
Yeah. They love watching crime documentaries and series. Dancing, flirting. They love triangles and they love drama as long as it's not their own. They're very good about gossip, puzzles, escape rooms.
Oh my God.
They're cuddlers. They also, Libras, it's important to Libra. At some point in their life, to have a life partner to do everything with.
Yes.
At some point. Now, when you're busy shape-shifting, you got to find out if you're dating a Libra shape-shifters. And a deal breaker for a Libra is...
this is awesome.
They do not rush, nag, push, or prod and try and make a Libra and go faster. Now, I've done this with my mom.
Yeah, that's on their own time.
Oh, my gosh. You. And she gets quite peckish if you try hastening her along.
Oh, you should see it when Lily's like, hey, we got 5 minutes. I'm like, I know.
Oh, no, this is the worst thing you can to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. You just got to be relaxed about that thing. And, yeah, Libras, they like love language, so be flirty, saucy, foxy, funny with a Libran, and light, you know, and then also expect to be wine-dined and swept off your feet by a Libran.
A good one, just not a shapeshifter.
Yeah, so I know it.
One who's ready on their own timeline.
Who is a Libra compatible with? Other air signs. So a fellow Libran, a Gemini, Aquarius, your polar opposite is... Aries.
Oh.
So you'll be fascinated by each other.
Do we know what Lily is?
That's what I'm looking up right now.
Aries. And also you're good with a Terrarian. Taurus.
Yeah.
May. So
she's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. So perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. November 24th. Oh, wow. I got to pay attention more to my signs. That stuff just, you listen to it. And it's a good lesson to look out for the negative things. And it's also a good way to realize that there's not so many negative things.
Oh, now listen to this. What can you expect from a relationship with a Libra?
Here we go.
You can expect a beautiful life.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of promises.
You can expect a passionate and pleasing love life with a sensual and skilled lover. You can look forward to great holidays, long weekends, and cozy evenings curling up together and maybe cooking together.
Woohoo! That's about right. That's about right.
What's your sign, Lori?
I'm a Cancer.
Are you a Cancer? Like, do you feel to identify with it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. And then, a Libra is a wonderful partner. So, I don't know. I know it's corny, but I do like to find out somebody's astrological sign.
Me
and
too.
I always did when I was dating.
And I felt like, Grant, that hit a lot for you.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of truth to
but
that.
But it wouldn't be the first thing that you would ask somebody, but you would figure out a way when's your birthday. I mean, I wanted to know people's astrological signs.
Me too. I still love it.
I don't know
I love teaching. Like, my nephews got into it, and I love talking to them about it. Because it's just a fun way to, like... Yeah. Talk about somebody and you just get deep.
Anyway, Libras, this was a Sex Monday love letter to you. I'm actually like feeling like I've helped in a great way today. I'm not sure how I helped.
If a Libra gets laid from this, we just know that Lori to thank.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Remember Miss Cleo when she would start out, you're a Libra.
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
That's hilarious.
Oh, that is so funny. Anyway, all right, listen, we'll be right back. I wonder if it bugs anybody else that Harry Styles had to do so little PR for Don't Worry, Darling.
I think a
Isn't
lot.
Isn't that weird?
I think a lot of people, like, he was untouchable until this, all the drama with this movie came out and how lazy his acting is, they claim. I think a lot of things are bugged.
Olivia made him look ugly, old and ugly.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things that people are bugged about him that they never thought they were going
to
be bugged.
It's weird, though, to me that he didn't have obligations to promote this. I mean, obviously, he had to go to Venice, and I guess they knew about his world tour, so, or his Madison
Square
Garden.
And there was this infamous one promotion.
Oh, yeah. You know, my favorite thing about the movie is, like, it feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater film movie that, you know, you kind of, the reason why you go to watch something on the big screen.
And Chris Pine's face at the Venice Film Festival. And I mean, it just, that it will be like, I don't know, it's fascinating to me, that whole thing. But anywho, I don't know how we got off on that tangent.
Oh, you were saying, how does he not have to go out and promote it?
Yeah, that he didn't have any. And Olivia or Florence Pugh had at least five things she had to do.
Yeah.
She didn't have to sit up on the panel, but all that is negotiated before you do the movie. This was all crisis management after the fact. I'm not going to go see that movie in the theater.
No. And not even because of all the stuff. I actually don't care about all the stuff. It's a good movie. I wouldn't have cared. I've seen that movie 100 times. I've seen that, that concept.
We've seen it on, what was the movie? What's the TV show?
They have the Stepford.
Twilight Zone.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Twilight Zone, Stepford Wives.
Yeah, Stepford Wives was made twice.
Yeah.
And
the first one is epic with Ginger. Tina Louise is in it.
And then the second one has Nicole Kidman, right?
Yes, and it's just absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's rough. But I remember seeing it as a younger, like when I was younger, and thinking how beautiful people were in it. And like, you know, the dresses are really,
and that's
it's visually fun.
Yeah. And that's the way, I guess, this movie is.
Yeah. So it's not much worth it. Yeah. We'll wait till we can stream it, and then we'll ask somebody else if we should watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I want to bring this up because, you know, Real Housewives, I like talking about it with you more than I like talking about it with Julia. Cause
thank you.
I don't know. It's just not, she doesn't like it.
She doesn't dissect it the way we dissect it.
Yes. Yeah. Well said.
So,
well said.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum, Yolanda Hadid, who in retrospect, she called out Lisa Rinna on year 5, I think it was, because she ended her tenure on the show in 2016, but she called her out. She said, last year it was Brandy, the year before that was Kim, then it was somebody else, and now this year it's me, when Lisa Rinna accused her of Munchausen.
Yeah.
And so she, in retrospect, she called her out on Lisa Rinna, but she also, her positive contribution was her beautiful glass refrigerator at her house in Malibu.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
We never, before Kardashians, Kris Jenner has tried to lay claim to this, but we had never seen.
I've never seen anything like that.
A stunning refrigerator until Yolanda Hadid, and it was a refrigerator that she wouldn't let her girls eat anything out of.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was crystal clear. Okay.
And it was like,
and organized by color.
And she was married to David Foster at the time.
Oh my gosh. And was he a dink or what?
He was such a dink, and you could tell on the show.
Yeah, he was mean.
He was so mean. It's like if he was singing on his piano and no one could sing, and you just could tell. And then she just doted on him.
Yeah, she did.
And that's how their relationship worked.
Yeah.
And so when she got sick, he wasn't going to stick around for her.
No, he was not. And boy, did he show it. And then Lisa accusing her of faking it, and she had Lyme's disease.
I know. It was bad. And there was a lot of things where Lisa really got, it was the first time Lisa got stuck holding the ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned from that on a level that scares me. Like Kyle this season mentioned that the women are trained assassins. And the one time that Lisa had a lesson that she learned it well, because Vanderpump whispered in Rena's ears about this, you know, Munchausen thing. And then Lisa Rinna ran with it, and it just blew up in her face.
Yeah, so now she's the whisperer.
She's not even like the whisperer. Now she's just like just, the screamer.
Yeah, I guess so.
But she jumps onto things. But yeah, so you're not going to catch her in that situation again.
So apparently there's somebody on TikTok who has done a thing that's been viewed a lot since this summer called Five Reasons Why Everyone Hates Yolanda Hadid. And it went viral this summer. Did you see it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, Patty Pop Culture. And she claimed that this beautiful refrigerator that she wouldn't let Gigi or Bella eat for their thing. So anyway, so Yolanda finally gets around this weekend to posting her response to this. You know, this five reasons, okay? And her hashtags are almonds, hashtag worst mom ever, and she created a TikTok where she saw the error of her ways and apologized. Oh, wait, no, she created a TikTok where she carried around a full bowl of almonds, shared them with her farm animals, ate them off a giant crystal, and said absolutely nothing.
So the funny thing is, so a bunch of, on TikTok, there's a thing called handful of almond moms. And they're the kind of moms that go, oh, just if you're hungry for dinner, just I just have a handful of almonds.
Okay.
And that's my dinner. So they talk about how problematic Yolanda was.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, Yolanda's from, was it Holland? Holland? Yeah, Holland. And she was a supermodel. Or not, she was not a supermodel. She was wanted to be a supermodel. Yeah. She was a model.
Yeah, she was a model.
And she was giving advice to her daughters that was problematic, yes, but was what she thought was good advice for them in their modeling
career.
Like,
that's right.
Take a little bite of this. Don't do this. Whatever. And so that's all there. And now everyone is dissecting all of that and going,
oh, too much time on their hands, Brittany.
I mean, I rewatch them constantly. But it's like, it's also you have to go, yeah, that's how she grew up. That's how she's raising her daughters. And also, like, her daughters did become some of the biggest models in the world.
And Gigi, now an old hag at 27, has managed to be in a PR stunt casting relationship with, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. So look at that.
I know. And they both had apartments in New York immediately after high school. And I was just like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you. But yeah, I think Yolanda gets a harder rap.
She's in on the joke.
She's in on the joke.
And I like that response then.
Yes, I do too. And I think, honestly, I think she tries really hard to be the best mom she can. And I think that we all can admit that, especially back in the day, my mom used to say weird things like that all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, and if it was all filmed and, like you said, it's too much TikTok time.
Too much TikTok time.
On their hands.
Love it.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you
to everyone who's supported our movies. And if you want to see it, just go to my tag.
Keyword project, and you'll find the link to buy there. Just $10, and you can watch them all from your couch at home. So thank you, everyone.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.